This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're listening to Little Fish with Hannah and Alicia from Jungle. We've just been talking about their recent success. I'm sure you've seen them all around the place. Now, I'm just wondering, how did you guys form? Obviously, you and your sister started the band. How did you recruit Victoria for it?
I like that word, recruit. It sounds like we lined up people. And
yes, I'm sure you did.
No, we... Look, Jesse and I have been playing together for a long time, since we were little. Obviously, we've grown up together, being sisters and all that. We started playing in a band when I was about 13, Jess was about 16. And Jesse became friends with Vic through another mate of ours, and we've known her for about 8-9 years now. And she was always interested in music, but I suppose we sort of got the notion together when she saw that Jesse and I played together a fair bit and wanted in on that, so she sort of just picked up the bass and was really lucky to sort of have a couple of amazing bass players around in her life at that point, that she just picked up the bass really quickly and was taught some amazing stuff, so she's come a long way.
Fantastic, and you work so well together, all your voices and your harmonies and everything.
Thank
it's kind
you.
Of one of those things that's meant to be, like she's a sister as well.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, it is.
You have an album coming out in June.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So how are you feeling about that, and what are your plans to launch it?
Feeling pretty good at the moment. It's all sort of really exciting. We did a lot of hard work in preparation for the album when we recorded the album, and we're still doing a lot of hard work now. But I think, we're just mostly really excited. We were going to actually launch the album a bit earlier, but we've sort of sat on it a little bit and released a single and sort of working our way up towards building, you know, good anticipation to release the album. So it's getting really exciting now, the response we've had from a lot of people.
Definitely, definitely. And the fact that people know it's coming will mean that there'll be sort of a huge response, I think, when it finally launches. So are you gonna tour with that?
Well, that's what we hope, yeah. Absolutely, we'll definitely tour. We're going to be doing a couple of shorter tours, sort of regional Victoria, New South Wales, and a bit of Queensland as well. And we're also heading over to Canada in late July for 6 weeks over August into September, and doing a tour over there as well.
Fantastic. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you guys will go so well over there as well.
Yeah, we're hoping that they'll like our music, at least, for sure.
yeah, definitely. Who would you say has inspired you, as in have you made friends with any other bands that are sort of doing the same sort of thing that's really sort of helped you along the way?
Absolutely. I mean, we're touring Canada. One of the main reasons is because we met a girl called Faye Blais, who's living over here, and she we did some gigs with her and just became, you know, really good friends. And she moved back over to Canada last year, and we're able to sort of do this trip because of her, and she's over there doing the bookings, and we're able to play with her, and at some festivals we're playing as her backing band. So I think, you know, yeah, I think the people you meet along the way are just amazing. We've got some amazing friendships out of it, and I mean, we've played with some incredible musicians and learned a hell of a lot as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think now, I mean, which is fantastic, after all your hard work, you've sort of you've got a monopoly on a sort of scene there. Sort of you're often being coined as the all-girl roots band, you know, which is really something to be proud of.
Yeah, it's good.
Because now hopefully you'll start being an inspiration for other people that want to do the same sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to sort of be doing that sort of stuff in regards to, you know, the whole all-girl band thing, because there's not a heap out there. I mean, there's a lot of amazing female artists themselves, but full-girl bands, you know, there's probably only a handful in Australia that are sort of playing and touring regularly.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that... hopefully a lot of people will continue in your path there. But anyway, so your album coming out is called?
This Crooked Track.
Very, very exciting. And now that's coming out in June this year.
Yeah, that's right.
So definitely hang out for that. In the meantime, see if you can catch Jung Girl on their Melbourne leg of their East Coast tour, which is May 2nd.
That's right. Very good. It's May 2nd this Sunday at the Northcote Social Club, which is a matinee show. So it starts at 2. We've got a fantastic support in a good mate of mine called Luke Watt and his band. And he plays great blues roots. And then we'll be on about 3:30. So come on down.
Fantastic. Get yourselves down there for the Lazy Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
Can't think of anything better. But thanks for joining us today, Alicia.
Thank you very much. I've had a great time.
Me too. And I know that you have an early morning start tomorrow morning.
As you do. Yep.
Yes. So once again, thank you. And we hope to be seeing a lot more of you in the future.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.